We went our Christmas rounds once more, with choir and viols, as theretofore. Our park was nearby Rushy Pond, where Egdon Heath outstretched beyond. There stood a figure against the moon, tall, fair, and humming a weirdsome tune. "You tire of Christian carols," he said, "come and loot at a ball instead. 'Tis to your gain, for it ensures that many guineas will be yours. A slight condition hangs on, true, but you will scarce say no thereto, that you go blindfold, that anon the place may not be gossiped on." They stood and argued with each other. "Why sing from one house to another these ancient hymns in the freezing night, and all for naught? 'Tis foolish, quite. 'Tis serving God and shaming evil. Might not else doing serve the devil? But grand pay," they were lured by his call, agreeing to go blindfolding all. They walked, he guiding, some new track, doubting to find the pathway back. In a strange hall they found them, when they were unblinded all again. Gilded alcove, great chandeliers, voluptuous paintings ranged in tiers. In brief, a mansion large and rare, with rows of dancers waiting there. They tuned and played, the couples danced, half-naked women tripped, advanced, with handsome partners putting parts, who swore strange oaths and whirled their parts. And thus, the slow hours wore them, while shone their guineas heaped before them. Rising at length, in lieu of the dark, wild shepherds watched, they bowed by the dark.